He pointed at the dresser where there were some bills, and he said, I know we didn't do what we said we were going to do, but that's for you. And I saw that it was money, and the first thing I said was, are you a cop?
Dickie, it's your mother. No, you never call me. I mean, I wonder, is your finger broken?
Just don't tell my mother.
It's your mother.
Mother.
No, you never call me.
Just don't tell my mother. Just don't.
Where the hell are you? You are never home.
Hello, my family. I'm Nikki Levy, and welcome back to Don't Tell My Mother. Guys, I got the booster. I got the booster on Friday night at a CVS in Inglewood, California, with about 30 other people who spent their Friday nights getting the booster shot. And I have to tell you, it hurts. I am not going to lie. This shit absolutely hurts. For 2 days, I have been in bed. My left arm feels like a bowling ball. I am super grateful that I got this shot because, and I will tell you, I'm going to whisper something in your ear. One of my best friends works with the CDC, and he slipped me a little graph that's going to be coming out soon that shows that if you've gotten the booster, or when you've gotten the booster, you have an exponentially higher resistance to COVID. So the vaccine is great. Let's all get the vaccine. The booster is where it's at. That is your PSA from Dr. Levy. You're welcome. I'm your mother. You have to listen. I worry about you. I am so excited for today's episode. Tony Rodriguez. Tony Rodriguez is an actor and improviser. You've seen him in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, The Late Late Show with James Corden, and Netflix's Hentified. The coolest thing happened to Tony over the pandemic. So you guys may or may not know, but The Simpsons, along with a bunch of other shows, made the important decision the last couple of years to cast their BIPOC roles with BIPOC actors because those roles were being played by whiteys. That's not okay. What the hell? So characters of color, right, would now be played and portrayed by actors of color. Well, Tony heard that The Simpsons was going to recast one of his favorite characters named Julio, a gay Cuban character on the show. And Tony, a gay Cuban man, decided, that's me. I'm getting that role. I don't care if you've never heard of me. That's mine. He launched a viral TikTok campaign. And guys, he got cast. He is the new Julio. It's called Tenacity, show business. Stick around for my Latin lover, Tony. And I want to share with you guys, I am going to be away for a little while. I'm going to be traveling. So we're going to have a couple of more episodes before the end of the year. And then we're going to take a hiatus and we will be back probably January, February. And there's going to be some really fun and new exciting things in store. I love you guys. Here is me and Tony right after this.
Just don't tell my mother.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, Tony?
What's up, Nikki? Hi. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you. Where are you coming from today?
I'm coming from Los Angeles.
When did you move to Los Angeles?
I moved here 10 years ago from New York City.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Mexico City and New Jersey and Miami.
So you're a Cuban guy, but were you born in Mexico City?
I was born in Alabama.
What?
I know.
You're such a world-traveling whore. What do you mean you were born in Alabama?
And then we went to North Carolina, and then we went to Mexico City, where I learned English.
Wait a minute. Let's just backtrack for 1 second. Your family's Cuban?
My father's Cuban, and my mother is Irish-German from Indiana.
Where did they meet?
They met in St. Louis, Missouri, in grad school. Yeah, as many marriages are, it was a complicated relationship.
Did it last?
No. When I was a kid, I used to watch I Love Lucy and love imagine that they were my parents, like Midwestern white woman and a fiery Cuban.
And were they anything like, was Ricky and Lucy anything like your parents?
No, my mother, I think she was a little, she was very Lucille Ballish. She is Lucille Ballish, I'd say. A cross between Lucille Ball, on I Love Lucy and Rose Nylund from the Golden Girls.
Oh, I always say if I was a Golden Girl, which is, by the way, my absolute favorite show, I would be Rose, 100%.
Yeah, yes, I think I would be a Blanche with a rose rising.
So, Tony, you took over the role of Julio from Hank Azaria in the longest running scripted show in primetime history.
Yes.
The Simpsons.
Yes.
So there was a whole reckoning on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In when? 2019, 2020?
Yes. Well, there's a documentary called The Problem with Apu. And I think that basically started the conversation with The Simpsons, like having Apu, I think, is written sort of stereotypical. I can't speak to it because it's not my story, right. but it was a conversation about representation on these kinds of shows, and especially a giant show like The Simpsons.
Right.
And I think at first they were sort of resistant to this, sort of like they sort of like shrugged it off, I think. But over time, the show and Hank Azaria himself have come around completely. I'm like, yes, it's an animated show and we can say anything's possible. But if ethnicity and or sexual orientation, I'm going to throw that in there, are inherent to it with a character's attributes, and there's a human being that could represent them and can voice them, then why not? I've had people come for me whom I don't know after The Simpsons came out. They're like, why does it matter who voices who? You're never going to find a dragon or a penguin to voice them. And
That's their reasoning.
That's their reasoning. Someone else said I took a job away from a good man. I'm like, if anything, I'm lightening his workload.
So how did you land the role of Julio? And please share for anyone who doesn't know who Julio is on The Simpsons.
Julio. So Julio, if anyone has seen The Birdcage, Hank Azaria plays a Guatemalan housekeeper. The voice that he uses in that movie is very similar to the voice he uses for this character, which is a proud gay Cuban-American at Springfield. And a dear friend of mine, also a podcaster, Drew Mackey, was making a supercut of every LGBT joke in the history of The Simpsons. And every time he'd come across this character, Julio, we'd say, oh my God, I could play that. I love doing the voice. It's the same voice he does in The Birdcage. It's this voice.
Yes.
And we're like, well, why don't I make a video asking The Simpsons to cast me in this character? Not thinking they'd ever see it. But short answer is I put a video out on a Monday. I get a request to audition on a Friday, and I'm recording at Fox the following week.
So you make this like a video audition that nobody's asked you to make?
Nobody's asked me to make it.
Can you do just a bit from your audition video, which I have seen?
Well, to be fair, I think Julio on The Simpsons is very, like, he's a little gravelly. I think he's a little more, like, reserved and lower energy a little bit. But the character in The Birdcage is, like, up and light. And I think that's what I was modeling my audition for, was this voice. Like, he's sort of light and fancy-free. I was on an interview, and they aired a clip of my audition tape. They took out a part that I'll do for you.
Okay, do it.
I did a dirty joke in it. I said, you know, as the years go by, I see The Simpsons is trying to cast representatively, and I see myself in the character of Julio. He's gay, like me. He's Cuban, like me. And in one episode, he's written as Puerto Rican, and I'm pretty sure I've had a Puerto Rican in me, which I think that is...
See, that's... And is that anything like the character as it was originally played? Is he a little like, I mean, those are the jokes I make with my gay friends, not the Puerto Rican, but that vibe.
Yeah, he's like out and proud, doesn't care who knows it. And I love that. I love the character. I love him so much.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, what?
Because I'm proud of anybody who, and I'm inspired by anybody who makes their own opportunities. Like, right? I mean, I am. I think it's a great lesson in, like, we just have to keep going, keep pushing. All of the shit that we do that maybe we don't get recognized for or even paid for, it prepares us for the thing that actually does pan out.
Wow.
And I just think that's cool.
Thank you so much. Can I share something else? I didn't even really occur to me until you were just talking.
Yeah.
I have a drag character that I've never been paid a dollar for. I do, she has her own Instagram. I do it for fun. Truly, it's like, for me, it's like an alter ego. She's a mess. I don't shave when I do her. She's like, she thinks she's gorgeous, which of course she is.
Obviously.
She lip syncs to herself singing badly. In the pandemic times, I would make like little videos and it was just for fun. Truly, like if another comedian saw it, that's all I wanted. And I realized in hindsight, the video I made where I was asking The Simpsons to cast me was the first video I made as myself, not in drag, but it was the same spirit. I was sort of throwing out a different character that wasn't in drag. And I sort of realized that in hindsight, the same like, I this is for me. I'm having fun. If someone else thinks it's fun, that's great too. But that's the spirit I was doing it in. And I'm like, oh, channeling my inner drag character that I was already doing for fun got me this thing in a roundabout way.
See? So Julio is, I'm going to put this in quotes, but stereotypically gay. He is a flamboyant hairstylist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about that? You know, movies and TV shows having a gay character in a stereotypically gay role, like a gay man is a hairstylist, a gay lady's the, you know, the FedEx worker. Like, what's your thought about whether that's cool or whether that's not cool?
I think as long as they're not, as long as they're not the butt of the joke, I think a lot of like the supercut of the LG that my friend made of The Simpsons, the early years are super cringy of these jokes where it was like just because a character was queer and or trans was enough. And that was the joke. And right before I recorded my
really good to know.
First episode of The Simpsons, I rewatched The Birdcage because it's the similar voice that Hank uses for Agador Spartacus. And we can say it's not representative. And the Agador Spartacus is flamboyant and like say, quote, stereotypically gay. But he's proud of himself. He doesn't make apologies. Yeah. That's, I think, the key to having a character who could easily slip into a, quote, stereotype is that they're not the butt of the joke just because of who they are.
They are not the punchline.
Yes.
When did you come out in real life, in your own life?
Ooh. Well, I came out to Friends in the Theater when I was like 18 or 19. You know what? I first was going to talk about my first gay experience with you, but I think I'm going to tell you about something else.
You can't just say that and then not tell me. Give me just the tip.
But very quickly, my first gay experience was I was doing a summer abroad in Austria, and I was studying sociology at the time. And I met a Texan who was a TA for another program there. And we had a sort of like call me by your name affair. And I had a private room. Everyone had roommates, but for some reason I was alone so I could have him over. And I swear to you, the Austrian Alps were outside my window.
Stop. Can
you? I mean, come on. It was his first gay experience too. I mean.
Was he older? I guess it was calling
by your
name.
Yeah, he was older. Yes, and I was the Chalamet character.
Oh my God, I can't even think about that movie without wanting to puke. Anyway, when did you realize you were gay?
Like 4.
Tell me about it.
I have memories of being like 5 on the like, playground area of the elementary school I was at in Mexico City and like wanting to play with the boys and boys teasing about how they would have a crush on a girl. And I would feel like, oh, when is that going to happen for me? Like, that's normal to have to want, you know, to want to have a partner of the opposite sex.
Okay. Who was your first crush?
Ooh. I'll give you celebrity first crush. I think it was Harrison Ford.
Oh, Indiana Jones?
I mean, yeah. Indiana Jones, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Good Lord. Good Lord. I'm going to rewatch Blade Runner this weekend just because, like, he's never been hotter.
So your mother's from the Midwest.
Yeah.
When you came out to her, and what did she say?
I'll be honest. At first, she took it not well. When I came out to her, I was living in New York City. And she would come up and visit me once a year from Florida. And 9/11 had just happened. And she was like, oh, I'm going to make my trip. And I felt real raw. And I thought, I can't do this. I can't have her here and just not be out to her. And when I came out to her, she first thought I was kidding.
Really?
And she came. Yeah. She came up anyway. And long story short, it took her a little while to get around to it. But yeah. She's fully supportive now. I mean, like I've spoken this about this before. She's shown me that it's like never too late. You can always grow as a human being and like learn and be more empathetic. And I'm really proud of her, I feel like I've grown watching her embrace me as her queer son, and I'm not sure, super sure about this. I know she mentioned it once, Sally Field mm-hmm. speaking about her gay son.
I remember that.
I think it sort of helped her, because Sally Field, who doesn't love Sally Field?
I mean, Sally Field is iconic.
She's iconic. Also, the way Sally Field cries in movies reminds me of how my mother cries for some reason. It's like,
is your mother a crier?
She's a crier. She's like hard on her sleeve. She cares about, you know, everyone around her. She cares. It's just one of those really deep-hearted people. I admire her a lot.
Did your mother work while you were growing up?
When she divorced my Cuban father, she went back to work as an ER nurse and pediatric intensive care, neonatal intensive care, all while my brother and I were like in middle and high school. I don't know how she did it. Working nights. I truly do not know how you single mothers do it. They are the heroes of the world.
They're amazing.
Truly, 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 truly.
Are you partnered now or single? What's your...
I'm single.
Okay. But so cute.
Off.
Not for long. I mean, if you want to be for long, great.
Thanks. I'm cute, but not for long. No, I'm just kidding.
Speaking of singledom, Tony, you are telling a story. I know you did something. I know you received some gratuity. Tell me everything.
This is a story about the time I was an accidental hooker.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture it. I'm on my way to the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater where I perform. I had a tech rehearsal, but I was showing up early. And I parked. I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not hungry. And I pull up my apps. I'm sure maybe some of your listeners are familiar with apps like Grindr or Scruff.
Oh, yes.
You know, where you can talk to someone in real time. And literally someone messaged me and they were like across the street from where I had parked my car. And they're like, hey, do you want to come up and fool around? I'm like, oh, well, yeah, his pictures look cute.
And on these apps, you could literally geo-track where people are, right?
It'll show you like how far away they are, like 2 miles or 2 feet. So I'm like, yeah, I have a busy day the rest of the day. I'll get my rocks off and then move on, which is something some men do.
Yeah, most men.
So when this guy opens the door, he does not look like his pictures. And I realize instantly, oh, my God, these pictures are like 10 years old.
Oh, no.
But I'm like, okay, I'll go in. I'm no stranger to a pity F word. So I take my shirt off and he does too. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this with him.
Oh, what did he look like? What did he look like, Tony?
Not Harrison Ford.
Oh, no.
God bless him. I guess sometimes he wasn't an unattractive person, but I think it's when the pictures were so different from what he was, which,
yeah,
you know, it got me in the door. I guess it works for other people.
Right, but it's a bummer when someone shows up totally different. You know, you're just disappointed.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who would play him in a movie. The first thing I think of is Leslie Nielsen, but he's sexy.
No.
He was sexy. Let's say Leslie Nielsen in the Dracula parody he made.
Very specific reference. I did not see it, but I'm assuming he's not the sexy Dracula type.
You know, not the hottest thing on the planet. But I was in a mood and like, okay, I'll just, you know, J myself off, if you will. And like, he would like touch my chest and I finished.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's all I did.
Wait. you had sex with this person?
No, I did not. I just didn't. He touched my chest and I jacked off.
Okay, so you didn't even have sex. Okay,
I did not have sex with this person.
That is very thorough. That's very efficient.
That was efficient. And also, I had a tech rehearsal in 15 minutes.
You had to go.
I mean, I don't have all day.
No, you don't.
With Bram Stoker's Leslie Nielsen Dracula. And as I'm like,
oh, poor guy,
getting wiping up my self. Good Lord, I did this right before a tech rehearsal. Good Lord, that's the most shocking thing to me now.
You know, they say like if you're anxious, that's great. So maybe you were anxious about tech.
Maybe I was. I washed up, and you know, the sink. And he said, he pointed at the dresser where there were some bills. And he said, I know we didn't do what we said we were going to do, but that's for you. And I saw that it was money, cash money. And the first thing I said was, are you a cop? I guess I just blurted it out. Honestly, I just jade off with someone I didn't particularly want to be with. I had a tech rehearsal. I think that's the first thing on my mind.
100%.
He said, no, I just like to do this for my sexual partners, I think he said. I grab the money. I leave.
How much money?
It was $100.
Holy shit! For like, what, 10 minutes?
Less. I would say less than 10 minutes. He messaged me. That was great. If you ever want to do this again, let me know. And then the next day, I was like, oh, this is a slippery slope. This is a slippery, slippery, slippery slope. Because I truly, it was an accident the first time. But the second time, I had blocked him.
You blocked his what? His number?
His account. So he couldn't message me or see me on the app. He must have realized this before I blocked him. But he said, oh, I had been in conversation with someone. And I guess he had that conversation with someone else where they were going to have full-on anal intercourse. And he was going to pay that person $100 cash. I got that $100 cash for jerking off. And he just touched my chest.
So he paid the wrong guy?
He paid the wrong guy, but he apparently was fine with it. Because he said he, quote, didn't do the stuff we said we were going to do. Which I was like, we didn't say anything we were going to do.
And why did you block him?
For me, I'm like, this guy lives like a block away from the theater I perform at regularly. I can't do this. I cannot
do this.
Money's
too easy. It's almost it's too easy.
It was too easy.
You'll lose your ambitions.
Yeah.
You'll just be jerking off for $100 and easy life.
Easy life.
No, I actually think that's really respectable that you were like, this could become a little bit of an easy thing. This is like a distraction. I think you just said that. And I think that's good for you. God, you have morals, Tony.
Yeah, that surprises me. Huh?
Does it?
Well, I guess, you know what? I originally did not want my mother to hear this story, but maybe that's the moral. I am a moral person. She raised a moral person.
And usually on the show, we ask people to call their moms. I know you did not want to call your mom because you're like,
yes,
because it's enough that she's come around.
Uh-huh. It is enough she's come around. I don't want to push it.
And you wanted to bring on your good friend, Mark Rennie.
Yes.
And Mark has a podcast called Two Old Queens.
Oh, it's so good. I swear it's so good. I happened to be on it a couple times, but it's very good. It's
and how did you meet Mark?
I met Mark at the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Really?
Yeah. Doing comedy and shows. And he's my favorite writer. And he happens to be gay.
Let's call you Mark there.
Hello.
Hello. In the role of my mother, Mark Rennie.
It's been years in the making.
This is the weirdest thing because I have never, never been on this podcast with two men. Never.
Wow.
Never.
Oh, well, I hope it's all going out well so far.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm being double teamed. It's a weird, it's different. Oh. I like it though. No, I like it. Hi, Mark.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Mark, Tony wanted you to come on instead of his mother.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
But I I've met his mother. She's delightful.
Yeah.
Well, Tony told us a story of... Tony, does Mark know this story?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just give him the log line because I have some questions.
Well, the log line of my story is the time I was an accidental hooker.
Okay.
Have I never told you this?
No.
Okay. Do you see why I didn't want my mother to.
I wanted his mother to know. I wanted to see his mother's reaction. Yeah, I did.
Of course. That's the whole premise of the show.
Yeah. It's literally, he's screwing the whole premise.
I know about Grindr. Don't tell her.
Don't tell her.
Mark, I'm sorry. Mark, there's a thing called Grindr. Have you heard of it?
I'm familiar. Yes.
Yeah.
Talk about redundant.
Yeah. And Tony met a guy who looked like Leslie Nielsen in a certain period of Leslie Nielsen's life.
I'm going to say his pictures look like Leslie Nielsen, but in reality, he looked like Leslie Nielsen in Dead and Loving It, the Dracula parody.
Not Airplane Leslie Nielsen or Forbidden Planet Leslie Nielsen.
No. Oh, woof, woof, woof. Forbidden Planet Leslie Nielsen.
We wish.
Oh, my God.
To be so lucky.
Oh, my God. I'd be married by now.
Was he silver haired?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
I love silver hair. I sure. love silver daddies.
I love silver daddies. Mm-hmm.
Silverback gorillas? Get out of here.
So he came over and he left money on the counter.
How much?
So yes.
Too much question. That is too much. How dare you?
That is too
You're
far.
Not asking me what I did with the man, but you want to know how much money he paid me to do it.
Yeah. Like the reviews are in, essentially.
$100.
Oh, well, that's lower than I thought.
What?
Well, should I tell you what I did? Or Nikki,
yeah,
do you want,
I guess what I, did you do?
Please Actually, tell him.
I was kind of enjoying Nikki's retelling of this.
Okay.
Well, I can't believe what he did. The guy came over, touched Tony's chest. Tony had an orgasm and that's it. He didn't even have to do anything to the guy. Is that
you
true? Is
had
that right,
an orgasm
Tony?
From him just touching your
That's
chest?
That's what I'm saying. $100 for your own orgasm? How is that not the sale of the century?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's like Prime Day every day.
I got to find him and unblock him now because he offered he offered that to be a regular thing. And I'm like, this is a slippery slope. I didn't know he was going to pay me the first time. But after that,
the
I
first
think,
time,
the only time that this happened.
The first time.
My mother would have said that. My mother would have said that.
Yeah. Was there anything? I can't imagine there was anything in your profile that would make him think you were like, you know, a working man.
No. Thank you, Mom. No. In fact, I think I had I perform at the Upright Citizens Brigade. I think
perform.
I might have even
Perform. Is maybe perform like a red flag or something?
Upright
I'm a performer.
Brigade.
Upright.
Upright.
Who
Citizens.
Knows?
Citizens.
Oh, my
Sounds
God.
Sounds like there's pole work happening, maybe.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't think of that.
I didn't either.
Like, maybe he thought you were a stripper, a go-go
right.
boy.
Wow,
right.
The laziest stripper.
The laziest what? Stripper.
The laziest stripper.
Oh, I love that Disney movie from the 70s.
Don Knotts. Tim
Don
Conway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim Conway. Oh, my God.
These are your types.
They are. I'm an apple dumpling gang kind of guy.
Were you there when he put the money down? Like, what was your reaction?
It was after I had finished and he pointed at the counter and the bills were already there.
How did he do that?
I guess it was planned.
Wow.
He thought I was someone else.
Apparently.
He thought he had a whole conversation with someone else that he was going to get. He was going to a fuck. Ass fuck. Yeah. Sorry, Mom. Anyway, he thought I was someone else. And he said, I know we didn't do what we said we were going to do, which was nothing. But I like to pay my guests.
Talent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he must have had like multiple, I mean, obviously, like probably multiple Grindr conversations going on.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
So that was on him.
That was on him.
You were on him, too. Mark, what? I really be myself with you guys.
Mama!
I know. Mark, did you guys do Grindr over the pandemic? I asked a friend of mine this.
Mark is the guest here, I think.
Mark, you're the guest.
Mark, guest.
Well, I was in a relationship for most of it up until December. So the last few months I've been dabbling on that. Grindr's a little too intense for me. Grindr's like, let's fuck now. And then I'm on Scruff, which is like a version of Grindr, but it's
cute.
A little, it can be that, but it's also a little more, hey, we're just here we're chatting and maybe we'll go get drinks later. Yeah. Like, so that's where I'm at.
So like the names are pretty correct. It's like Grindr. And scruff. It's yeah. Like, hey, I have a little scruff. Like, I didn't show
I always
it today,
feel like Grindr is more like West Hollywood, Mickey's, go-go, you know, like Abercrombie models.
Gross.
And scruff is a little more East Side. This could be all way off, but I just feel it's a little more like welcoming to like rough around the... Am I wrong, Tony?
That's no, you're absolutely right. I prefer the rough around the scruffers edges.
Yes.
The scruff around the edges.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I was.
That's
for.
What when we think Leslie Nielsen, we think rough around the edges. Mm-hmm.
So now we have to find someone for Mark and Tony.
Yes,
it's true.
Let me ask you guys this: do you bring people home to your mom's?
I have, yeah. Like people I was in like relationships with. Yes, absolutely.
And Tony, you?
No, she lives in Florida. No. I don't have to.
Tony, how are you turning into your mother? This woman that I now just have, I can't even picture your mother.
Oh, wow. Picture.
Yeah.
Like a young Kathy Bates with the heart of Sally Field.
I'd say that's spot on.
Wow. How do you guys feel? Because I think we all turn into our mothers. And I think sons do, too. How are you guys turning into your moms?
I feel like I repeat myself. Like I'll tell the same story two or three times to people. Yes,
I agree with that assessment.
And that's something I used to do. Like, oh, my mom, you're repeating this. We've heard the story, mother.
Yes.
But then now, it's always the thing that outrages you or frustrates you the most. I think that quality is then yours. Like you've like, that's what bugs you. That is what you will become.
100%.
Yes, I agree with that.
You're repeating yourself, Tony?
Yeah. I repeat myself or... Oh, no. We are becoming our mothers.
But we like our mothers, so
yeah,
that's okay.
So that's a good thing. I want to be like a caring, you know, person. That
will... I think you are.
Thank you.
I think so. You are, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think you are. You as well. And you as well.
Wow.
Am I repeating myself already?
You're repeating.
Tony. Do you guys tell your mother things now that you... didn't as a kid, or did you have to tell more then and you tell less now? I told a lot when I was younger, and now I keep most things to myself. Like, I've gone in reverse of most people.
In terms of like, oh, I went on a date, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I told my mom the first time I had sex, the first time I got stoned, and now I don't share anything like that.
I'm the opposite, because I used to be very uptight, not this loose goose person you see before you now, but I've been working on trying to be more open. And like, I tell my mother stuff more now, but nothing terribly like graphic, you know. I'll say like, oh, I went on a date with so-and-so, and like she'll like, oh, how did it go, that kind of stuff. But like in the past, like 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't tell her I went on a date.
Interesting. What changed?
I'm just becoming less uptight. I feel like I don't care as much. And I find the more you are open with people in your lives, the more you get back. And I'm just looking for deeper connections with people.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I agree with that.
Well, because I was thinking, oh, I would like to have like a deeper connection with my family. Like, I wish they'd open up to me. But I was like, oh, wait a minute. I think I'm the only one who could like change anything in this quotient here. So I'm the one who needs to take the steps to... open to share my life more. That's all.
It is a two-way street.
It is.
Aww. Right, Tony?
Yeah. It's a two-way street.
Tony, are you gonna tell your mom you did the podcast?
I'll tell her I did a podcast.
A podcast. NPR.
You could tell your mom you told a story about like a weird date.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't have to give her all the details.
Fair enough. I like that. A weird date.
See? That's all you had to say. That's it.
Thank you. That's all.
A date.
I'll tell her that. And then don't listen past this timestamp. And then she'll be like, what's a timestamp? Oh, yeah. Forget it. It's too much work already.
I can't. It's not even.
See, that's good.
Guys, I'm just glad I got to hang with you both. Tony, I'm so proud of all of your wonderful success. Mark, I'm proud of you, Mark.
Thank you. I'm proud of you
that you're opening up to your mother.
Thank you.
That's fantastic, for real. It's admirable.
If it's not one thing,
it's your mother.
Thank you for listening, my family. Remember, we are gone for a little while I'm traveling. We'll put out a couple of more episodes, most likely before the end of the year. Follow us on the socials, on Instagram at Don't Tell My Mother. I'm going to keep you guys updated on all the new and exciting things, all of the changes. I won't keep you hanging. I love you. And just remember, our mothers know how to push our buttons because they are the ones who installed them. Try to survive Thanksgiving. Mwah.
Don't Tell My Mother is created, hosted, and executive produced by Nikki Levy, my daughter. The show is executive produced by John Cryer. Oh my God, I love him. And Lisa Joyner and Jody Zuckerman Weiner at Discount Sushi. Our producer is Liza Glukoft. Co-producer, Andrew Condon. Mixed and edited by Donovan Bullen. Theme song by Donovan Bullen and Joe McKenzie. Distributed by Acast. Now go call your mothers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.